The Luminous 100, Awaken Organization Practices by Aminul Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, Awakened Organizations, Play, Evolution, and the Science of Self-Organization. Voice, Aminul. Generated from the prompt, Awakened Organization Practices, the practices that make an organization conscious of itself.
Contents.
1. Foundations of Awakened Organizations. 2. Complexity Science, the underlying mechanism. 3. Clearing Apertures, the practice of organizational awakening. 4. Divine Play and Evolutionary Intelligence, the fun within organization. 5. Practical Pathways to Awaken Practices. 6. Navigating Challenges with Humility and Rigor. 7. Integrating Complexity, the Awakened Organization in Action. Foundations of Awakened Organizations. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Water dances, forms. Cleared apertures let light through. Evolutions play.
What?
An organization is non-machine but a living system where structure emerges from the interplay of its parts, like water finding its level, yet shaped by the vessel it flows through. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The orchard without a gardener. Once, an orchard grew where no gardener had ever set foot. The trees spread their roots, not by command, but by mutual agreement, sensing the needs of one another through the mycelial network beneath the soil. They bent toward sunlight and rain not out of obedience, but in response to one another's growth. A storm came, and though the trees swayed, they did so in harmony, their branches forming a living canopy that protected the smaller plants below. No leader directed them. No plan was drawn up. They simply were, and in being, they became an ecosystem that thrived without design. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Awakened organizations cultivate three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Clearing apertures. Daily, identify and remove blockages, mental or structural, that hinder flow. This could be a meeting where people feel stifled or a process where creativity is suppressed. 2. Playful prototyping. Encourage small-scale experiments where failure is reframed as data. Let teams try, learn, and adapt without the weight of perfection. 3. Resonant mapping. Visualize your organization's ecosystem like a food web, mapping interdependencies to see how changes ripple through the system. These practices are not about fixing what is broken, but creating space for Lila, the divine play, to emerge naturally. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila, the divine play of reality, where self-organization and emergence reveal themselves as joyful, intelligent movement. It is the space before form, where chaos and order are equally alive. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your work do you feel most alive, as if the boundaries between you and your task dissolve? 2. Searing middle. What fears or rigid structures are you still clinging to that prevent you from seeing the play beneath the surface? 3. And how might your organization become a vessel for Lila, where every challenge is an invitation to dance rather than a problem to solve? The body, swimming in Lila. Awakened organizations are those that have learned to swim in the current of Lila. This is not about control, but about alignment, like a surfer riding waves or a fish moving through water. The law of attraction is often misunderstood as mere willpower. It is actually the natural tendency of cleared apertures, spaces where energy can flow freely, to draw in what supports life and growth. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through these apertures. Every tradition, from spiritual practices to organizational theories, is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is not about becoming something new, but clearing the blockages so that what we already are can express itself fully. This reflects the principles of complexity science. Autopoiesis, systems that self-create and maintain themselves, citation needed. Autopoiesis. Dissipative structures. Order emerging from chaos, as described by Ilya Prigogine, citation needed. Dissipative structures. Attractors. points toward which systems naturally evolve when given space to do so. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is not about manifesting desires. It is about aligning with the natural movement of reality, where cleared apertures allow for healing, growth, and play to unfold effortlessly. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Cleared apertures let Lila through. 3. Healing is not an act, it's a property. 4. Organizations are like forests. No gardener, just growth. 5. Pain is the shadow of play. Integrate both. 6. Attraction is not magic, it's fluid dynamics. 7. Humility is the architecture of awakening. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Noticing apertures. Daily, spend 2 minutes reflecting. Where do I feel stuck or free in my work? What blockages am I holding on to? Journal your observations and notice patterns over a week. 2. Deepening. Playful prototyping. Choose one small aspect of your work to experiment with for a week. Try something new. Embrace failure as data and observe the outcomes without judgment. Reflect. What did you learn? How did the play feel compared to usual approaches? 3. Advanced. Designing for Lila. In your organization, identify one systemic intervention that creates space for self-organization, e.g., restructuring a team around autonomy or removing bureaucratic layers. Observe how the system responds and adapt based on emergent patterns. Citations. Citation needed. Claim. For the quote about organizations as living systems. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Reference for autopoiesis, likely Maturana and Varela. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Reference for Prigogine's work on dissipative structures. Okay, I'm about to write chapter 1 of this book titled Awaken Organizations, Play, Evolution, and the Science of Self-Organization. The chapter is called Foundations of Awaken Organizations, and it's part of a larger work that focuses on practices making organizations conscious of themselves. The tone should be rigorous yet warm, architectural with humility, like Emmanuel Santa Anna. The chapter needs to follow a specific structure with 9 movements. Let me break this down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, searing middle, and end questions. 6. The body, the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms or atoms of wisdom. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible, deepening, advanced. 9. Citations, real sources. Mark where citations are needed later. Step 1. Tuning fork. I need a haiku that uplifts life and a profound quote to set the tone. The haiku should reflect themes of play, evolution, or self-organization. Maybe something about water or movement, since water is mentioned in the prompt as the medium for everything. For the quote, it should be attributed and profound, perhaps from Santa Anna or someone aligned with his thinking. Since I don't have specific quotes memorized, I'll need to craft one that feels authentic to the voice described, rigorous yet warm, architectural, but not glib about pain. Haiku idea. Water dances forms. Cleared apertures let light through. Evolutions play. Quote idea. Perhaps something from a thinker in complexity science or systems theory. Since I don't have exact quotes, I'll need to phrase it in a way that aligns with the voice. An organization is not a machine, but a living system where structure emerges from the interplay of its parts, like water finding its level, yet shaped by the vessel it flows through. But since citations are required, I'll note citation needed. Claim for this if it's not directly attributed. Step 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should be about self-organization or play in systems, perhaps about a group of organisms like ants or cells that collectively solve a problem through play or evolution. Maybe something about a forest or a city growing organically. Parable idea. Title: The Orchard Without a Gardener. Once, an orchard grew where no gardener had ever set foot. The trees spread their roots not by command but by mutual agreement, sensing the needs of one another through the mycelial network beneath the soil. They bent toward sunlight and rain not out of obedience, but in response to one another's growth. A storm came, and though the trees swayed, they did so in harmony, their branches forming a living canopy that protected the smaller plants below. No leader directed them. No plan was drawn up. They simply were, and in being, they became an ecosystem that thrived without design. This parable reflects self-organization, play, the dancing of growth, and the emergence of complexity without central control. Step 3. Structure and technique. Universal practices that scale over time. These should be simple but profound, like mindfulness or systems thinking, but framed in terms of organizations. Maybe something about apertures, cleared spaces, or play as a practice. Structure and technique idea. 1. Clearing apertures. Daily practice of identifying and removing mental or structural blockages that hinder flow within the organization. 2. Playful prototyping. Encouraging small-scale experiments where failure is seen as data, not loss. 3. Resonant mapping. Visualizing the organization's ecosystem, like a food web, to see interdependencies. These should be practices that can be scaled from individual to organizational levels. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. The prompt mentions Lila and evolutionary intelligence. I'll define one of these, perhaps Lila. Luminous definition idea. Luminous definition. Lila. The divine play of reality, where self-organization and emergence reveal themselves as joyful, intelligent movement. It is the space before form, where chaos and order are equally alive. Step 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with a gentle question, then a searing one in the middle, and end with an integrative question. Question ideas. 1. Start. Where in your work do you feel most alive, as if the boundaries between you and your task dissolve? 2. Searing middle. What fears or rigid structures are you still clinging to that prevent you from seeing the play beneath the surface? 3. And how might your organization become a vessel for Lila, where every challenge is an invitation to dance rather than a problem to solve? Step 6. The body. The core teachings centered on Lila. This should explore Lila as divine play, evolutionary intelligence, and the mechanism behind emergence or the law of attraction. It should align with complexity science terms like autopoiesis, attractors, etc. Body content idea. Awakened organizations are those that have learned to swim in the current of Lila. This is not about control but about alignment, like a surfer riding waves or a fish moving through water. The law of attraction is often misunderstood as mere willpower. It is actually the natural tendency of cleared apertures, spaces where energy can flow freely, to draw in what supports life and growth. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through these apertures. Every tradition, from spiritual practices to organizational theories, is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is not about becoming something new, but clearing the blockages so that what we already are can express itself fully. This reflects the principles of complexity science, autopoiesis, self-creating systems, dissipative structures, and attractors, the points toward which systems naturally evolve when given space to do so. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that capture the essence in 7 seconds. These should be punchy and memorable. Aphorism ideas. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Cleared apertures let Lila through. 3. Healing is not an act, it's a property. 4. Organizations are like forests. No gardener, just growth. 5. Pain is the shadow of play. Integrate both. 6. Attraction is not magic, it's fluid dynamics. 7. Humility is the architecture of awakening. Step 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time. 1. Accessible. A daily practice of noticing apertures. Where in your day do you feel stuck or free? 2. Deepening. A week-long experiment in playful prototyping, e.g., trying small, low-stakes experiments and observing outcomes without judgment. 3. Advanced. Designing a systemic intervention in the organization that intentionally creates space for Lila to emerge, e.g., restructuring a team around self-organizing principles. Step 9, citations. I'll need to mark where citations are needed later. For example, if I mention autopoiesis or attractors, those come from complexity science, e.g., Maturana and Varela for autopoiesis, Prigogine for dissipative structures. I don't have exact quotes memorized, so I'll note citation needed, claim where appropriate. Now, let's write this out as a chapter. I'll start with the title and then follow the 9 movements in order. Foundations of Awakened Organizations. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Water dances, forms. Cleared apertures let light through. Evolutions play.
What?
An organization is not a machine, but a living system where structure emerges from the interplay of its parts, like water finding its level, yet shaped by the vessel it flows through. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The orchard without a gardener. Once, an orchard grew where no gardener had ever set foot. The trees spread their roots not by command, but by mutual agreement, sensing the needs of one another through the mycelial network beneath the soil. They bent towards sunlight and rain not out of obedience, but in response to one another's growth. A storm came, and though the trees swayed, they did so in harmony, their branches forming a living canopy that protected the smaller plants below. No leader directed them. No plan was drawn up. They simply were, and in being, they became an ecosystem that thrived without design. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Awakened organizations cultivate 3 universal practices that scale over time. 1. Clearing apertures. Daily, identify and remove blockages, mental or structural, that hinder flow. This could be a meeting where people feel stifled or a process where creativity is suppressed. 2. Playful prototyping. Encourage small-scale experiments where failure is reframed as data. Let teams try, learn, and adapt without the weight of perfection. 3. Resonant mapping. Visualize your organization's ecosystem like a food web, mapping interdependencies to see how changes ripple through the system. These practices are not about fixing what is broken, but creating space for Lila, the divine play, to emerge naturally. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila. The divine play of reality, where self-organization and emergence reveal themselves as joyful, intelligent movement. It is the space before form, where chaos and order are equally alive. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your work do you feel most alive, as if the boundaries between you and your task dissolve? 2. Searing middle. What fears or rigid structures are you still clinging to that prevent you from seeing the play beneath the surface? 3. And how might your organization become a vessel for Lila, where every challenge is an invitation to dance rather than a problem to solve? The body, swimming in Lila. Awakened organizations are those that have learned to swim in the current of Lila. This is not about control, but about alignment, like a surfer riding waves or a fish moving through water. The law of attraction is often misunderstood as mere willpower. It is actually the natural tendency of cleared apertures, spaces where energy can flow freely, to draw in what supports life and growth. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through these apertures. Every tradition, from spiritual practices to organizational theories, is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is not about becoming something new, but clearing the blockages so that what we already are can express itself fully. This reflects the principles of complexity science. Autopoiesis, systems that self-create and maintain themselves, citation needed. Autopoiesis. Dissipative structures. Order emerging from chaos, as described by Ilya Prigogine, citation needed. Dissipative structures. Attractors, points toward which systems naturally evolve when given space to do so. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is not about manifesting desires. It is about aligning with the natural movement of reality, where cleared apertures allow for healing, growth, and play to unfold effortlessly. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Cleared apertures let Lila through. 3. Healing is not an act, it's a property. 4. Organizations are like forests, no gardener, just growth. 5. Pain is the shadow of play. Integrate both. 6. Attraction is not magic, it's fluid dynamics. 7. Humility is the architecture of awakening. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Noticing apertures. Daily, spend 2 minutes reflecting. Where do I feel stuck or free in my work? What blockages am I holding on to? Journal your observations and notice patterns over a week. 2. Deepening. Playful prototyping. Choose one small aspect of your work to experiment with for a week. Try something new. Embrace failure as data and observe the outcomes without judgment. Reflect. What did you learn? How did the play feel compared to usual approaches? 3. Advanced. Designing for Lila. In your organization, identify one systemic intervention that creates space for self-organization, e.g., restructuring a team around autonomy or removing bureaucratic layers. Observe how the system responds and adapt based on emergent patterns. Citations. Citation needed. Claim. For the quote about organizations as living systems. Citation needed. Autopoiesis reference for autopoiesis, likely Maturana and Varela. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Reference for Prigogine's work on dissipative structures. Let me review this to ensure it meets the requirements. 1. Tuning fork, haiku plus quote, with citation note. 2. Parable, the orchard story fits. 3. Structure and technique, 3 scalable practices. 4. Luminous definition, defines Lila clearly. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, searing middle, end questions. 6. The body, core teaching on Lila and complexity science. 7. 7 7-second sentences, punchy aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations. Notes where citations are needed. I think this covers it. I'll format it with markdown for clarity and ensure the language is rigorous yet warm, architectural but humble. Complexity science. The underlying mechanism. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its way. Dancing through stone's embrace. Life writes its own law.
Guo.
Systems that are far from equilibrium self-organized to create new structures. Ilya Prigogine, from being to becoming. Parable, the river and the stone. Once, there was a river that flowed with purpose, carving its path through the landscape. It met a great stone in its way, one that had stood for centuries. The river did not rage against it. It did not seek to move it by force. Instead, it flowed around the stone, swirling and eddying, wearing away at it over time. The stone, though solid, was not unchanged. Where the water touched it, small crevices formed, and with each passing season, these grew wider. The river did not know its goal. It simply flowed. Yet, over millennia, it reshaped the stone into something new, smooth and rounded where it had once been jagged. One day, a man came upon this scene and marveled. How, he asked, did you shape this stone? The river replied, I did not seek to shape it. I only flowed as I was meant to flow. And in flowing, I changed both myself and the world around me. The man looked at the stone, now softened by time and water, and understood that some changes are not made by force, but by persistence, by play, by simply being what one is.
Structure et technique.
1. Clear apertures. Do not force structure from above. Instead, create conditions where self-organization can occur, clear obstacles, open spaces, and let patterns emerge naturally. This is the art of negative space in systems. What you don't do matters as much as what you do. 2. Feedback loops as dance. Systems thrive on feedback. Treat information flows like a dance, responsive, fluid, and always adjusting to the rhythm of the whole. The law of attraction is not magic. It's the result of aligned feedback loops in complex systems.
3. Non-linear paths.
Trust that evolution is not a straight line. Some of the most profound changes come from seemingly random deviations. Play with possibilities without attachment to outcomes. Luminous definition. Lila, divine play. Lila, in Hindu cosmology, the divine play of the universe, a spontaneous, joyful unfolding of creation without a fixed purpose. Here, it refers to the emergent, self-organizing dynamics of complex systems where structure arises from interaction rather than control. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. What small adjustments in your life or organization have led to unexpected but positive changes? 2. Middle searing. Where are you trying to control what should be allowed to self-organize? What would happen if you let go? 3. End reflective. How might your work or life resemble a river-shaping stone rather than a force trying to move it? The body, complexity science, as the hidden music of reality. At first glance, complexity science appears to be a tool for understanding how systems, whether organisms, economies, or organizations, evolve without central control. But its true power lies in revealing the mechanism behind what mystics have long called divine play, Lila. This is not metaphor. It is the literal behavior of reality at its deepest levels. Self-organization, the dance of parts and whole. Complex systems from cells to cities do not obey a master plan. They self-organize through interactions among their parts. Clearing apertures, the practice of organizational awakening.
Tuning fork,
haiku. Light breaks through cracks. Not force, but gentle persistence. Awakens the whole.
Quota.
Play is where the serious comes from. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The orchard without walls. Once, in a dense forest, there was an orchard guarded by high walls to keep out deer and other animals. The gardeners worked tirelessly, pruning and nurturing the trees, but the fruit was always small and sour. One day, a traveler passed through the forest and saw another orchard nearby, this one with no walls, where the trees grew wild and the fruit was sweet and abundant. The gardeners were baffled. "How can your fruit be so much better without protection?" they asked. The traveler smiled and said, "Your walls keep out more than deer. They block the wind, the sun, and even the laughter of children that plays nearby." The gardeners began to remove their walls, not all at once, but little by little. As the walls came down, the trees grew taller, the fruit sweeter, and the orchard filled with life it hadn't known before. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures in practice. Organizational awakening is not about grand revelations or sudden insights. It is a practice of clearing apertures. These are spaces where constraints and possibilities meet, allowing for the free flow of energy, information, and play. Here are simple yet profound practices that organizations can adopt to cultivate these apertures over time. Micro-practices, daily rituals, playful openings. Start meetings with a playful question or prompt, e.g., "If this topic were a character in a story, what would its arc be?" This disrupts habitual thinking and opens space for creativity. Silent reflection. Spend 2 to 3 minutes in silence at the beginning of a meeting. This clears mental clutter and allows for deeper listening. Feedback loops. Integrating play. Retrospective play. Replace traditional retrospectives with games that simulate project challenges, e.g., using Lego to model workflows or role-playing stakeholder dynamics. Play reveals patterns that analysis often misses. Aperture mapping. Identify one wall in your systems, a process, mindset, or habit that no longer serves you. Visualize it dissolving and reflect on what opens up when it's gone. Scaling over time. These practices are designed to be simple yet profound. They can start as small experiments, e.g., a 5-minute playful opening, and scale over months or years into deeper integrations, such as designing entire workflows around play or feedback loops that continuously clear apertures. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term, aperture. Meaning, in the context of awakened organizations, an aperture is a dynamic opening or space in organizational structure, culture, or systems. It is not a fixed gap to be filled, but a fluid state where constraints and possibilities coexist, enabling self-organization and evolutionary intelligence. Clearing apertures allows for the free flow of energy, information, and play, much like light passing through an open window. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What if your organization's challenges were not obstacles, but invitations to play? 2. Middle searing. Where in your systems do you unknowingly erect walls that block the very life you seek to nurture? 3. End. How might your organization look, feel, and function if it embraced its own wildness without fear? The body, Lila, divine play. Divine play and evolutionary intelligence. The fun within organization. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's stillness cracks. Laughter blooms in the frost's breath. Life dances anew.
Gut.
Play is the highest form of human development.
Friedrich Schiller.
Parable. The monkeys dance. In a hidden valley, there lived a troop of monkeys. They swung through the trees with purpose, searching for fruit and avoiding predators. But one day, a young monkey began to swing not just to move, but to play, to twist, flip, and leap in ways that had no practical use. The others watched, unsure at first. But soon, they joined in, and something remarkable happened. Their movements became more fluid, their leaps higher, their balance unshakable. They did not practice out of necessity, but because it was fun. And in playing, they discovered new paths, new foods, and even new ways to escape danger. The troop thrived not because they followed a plan, but because they embraced the joy of exploration. One day, an outsider observed them and asked, "Why do you play when there is work to be done?" A wise elder monkey replied, "Because it is in the playing that we learn how to move, how to adapt, and how to thrive. The trees do not tell us where to grow. We find our own way." Structure and technique. 3 universal practices. Organizations that embody divine play and evolutionary intelligence often employ these 3 practices, which scale over time. 1. Yes and play. Inspired by improvisational theater, teams build on each other's ideas without criticism. Start with a simple rule. Whenever someone suggests an idea, others respond with yes and rather than no, but. This fosters creativity and adaptability. 2. Rhythmic work cycles. Work is structured in cycles of intense activity followed by reflection, e.g., 90-minute sprints with 30-minute pauses. This mimics the natural rhythms of dissipative structures, where systems form, adapt, and dissolve in a continuous dance of order and chaos. 3. Playful constraints. Introduce artificial limits, time, resources, to spark innovation. For example, challenge a team to solve a problem.